This week on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a story from Stivers School of the Arts graduate Maya Smith Custer about her best friend, her grandfather.
Let's talk about your career a little bit, Granddad.
Oh, a very fine career. And the president gave me a degree.
Where did you go to college?
I went to Morgan State University.
Yes, you did.
It wasn't in Washington, D.C., was it?
No, sir. Do you remember what you majored in?
That part has been difficult.
You majored in biology. Would you like to talk about that at all?
No, I don't want to talk about it, baby.
Alzheimer's is a disease. It's a progressive memory loss. There are more than 3 million cases in the U.S. a year, and it can't be cured. Isn't that crazy? My story is about my grandfather. This is my experience of taking care of someone that you love. One morning, I woke up coughing and my nose really burned. I got scared. The first thing I heard were the smoke detectors beeping. My bedroom was full of smoke. I ran into the kitchen and there was my granddad. He was wearing yesterday's sweater and smiling at me.
Good morning, young lady. Would you like some breakfast?
He wasn't even bothered by this huge cloud of smoke around him. He got upset when I threw out the burnt eggs. There was a fire truck outside so fast, I wasn't even ready for it. The firemen opened the windows and made sure the house was safe. There were about 6 of them. The first one was asking me questions like, are you okay? What happened? Is anyone hurt? But what struck me was when he looked at me and asked if it was Alzheimer's. I was about to cry, and all I could do was just nod, like, yeah. He told me, it's going to be a long road. Make sure you make his breakfast for him tomorrow. And they left. As soon as they were gone, I cried, and I called my mom. My mom and my 2 brothers and I moved in with my granddad a year ago. It was a major adjustment, and we had to leave the house that I grew up in to move in with him. Most people would think, well, why don't you put him in a nursing home? But he didn't really want that, and I'm glad that we were able to respect his wishes and that we are close enough that we could move in with him and that it was possible. Dementias are really hard to deal with because it definitely interferes with your daily function and it totally changes your life. It's definitely changed mine. My routine changes day to day to meet his needs first. I never imagined I'd end up being late for school to take care of him. And it's hard to explain to someone. I was late, but I couldn't leave my granddad home alone without a sandwich. I get home in the evening, and after everything I already do, bam, time flies, and I'm still trying to help granddad take his medicine, and I'm ready to go to sleep. Sometimes I'm just too tired to do my homework or too tired to study like I normally did, and I'd have to push myself to stay up late. Just the other night, he was knocking at my door, and he had a $10 bill in his hand, and he started singing me happy birthday. I told him it wasn't my birthday and that it was late, and he should go back to bed. He said, oh, okay. And he went back to his room, and then as soon as the door closed, it opened back up again, and he was already in my room with the $10 bill in my hand, saying happy birthday again. I feel like my story will inspire others because everyone's going through something. You never know what their story is, and you never know what they're dealing with. I had no idea that my life would change in this way. It's hard because this is someone I love. As hard as it gets sometimes, and as much as other people don't understand, every day with him is totally worth it. For Dayton Youth Radio, at Stivers School for the Arts, this is Maya Smith Custer.
That was a story entitled Silver and Gold, written and produced by Maya Smith Custer from Stuyvesant School of the Arts. Special thanks to Maya's grandpa, William Smith Sr. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basine Blunt.
To hear more Dayton Youth Radio stories, visit our website, wyso.org, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Armont Boyer Charitable Trust, Fifth Third Bank, trustee.